Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is a longtime great member of our Brain Trust, and he's one of the leading living futurists of our time. And we're so glad he's still living.
Yeah, I am. Yes, I am.
We have evidence, folks. We have the evidence. And the author of all the books that you need to know about what's going to be going on in the future, Future Edge, Five Regions of the Future. And he's also a filmmaker. Innovation at the Verge is his most recent one. The one on Paradigms is the one that I saw 26 or so years ago that turned my world around. He's our good friend Joel. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
Good to have you back.
Summer off.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. So, okay, Joel, 15 years ago, minimum, maybe 16 years ago, for a number of years, I reported every week on what was going on through the Kiplinger letters. I had an editor with me every week reporting on the Kiplinger letter. And for a long time, I was reporting on, through their work, we were reporting on hydrogen energy.
Yep.
Hydrogen-powered cell, hydrogen cells,
yep.
And hydrogen power.
Yep.
In fact, the former CEO of GM, I'm trying to think of his name,
yep.
I'll say his name in a minute, actually left GM and went to work for one of these hydrogen companies.
He did, yeah.
And I had him, I interviewed him on my show once.
Yeah, and Scientific American actually had a major article on the hydrogen economy of the 21st century.
Yeah, and I got real excited about it back then, but for the last 10 years, it's been kind of a lull, but
yep.
you're reporting today that this maybe picked up a little bit.
Two significant breakthroughs, and this is the way it happens.
Stimple,
you know,
stimple.
They work, and nothing shows, and all of a sudden, oh, there we got it now.
Mm-hmm.
Stanford has figured out a way to make hydrogen directly from water at very low energy levels and very low temperature levels. I mean, like 122 degrees Fahrenheit
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using, the thing that's the key to this thing is the metal catalysts that trigger the water to break apart from, you know, H2O is no longer expensive. It used to be platinum
right.
or palladium. You know,
isn't this the key to so many breakthroughs? In the beginning, it's not, you know, there's a lot of capability we could have if we wanted to spend the money for it.
Right, exactly.
But because it's so expensive. And it can't go mainstream unless it's affordable, and who can afford a bunch of platinum?
Exactly right. And how much platinum do we have to dedicate to
right.
this?
Right. Right.
Because platinum has other really important uses.
And my wife says she's the only one in the family who can have platinum. I can't.
Well, what's interesting about this is basically a nickel oxide and a nickel hybrid material.
Yeah.
Very cheap, very inexpensive.
Nickel and iron, two of the cheapest metals in the world.
You got it. And the comments about, and this is classic too, we didn't know we could do it that way. That was the comment. We were really surprised that we
How did you
that's
do
true.
This? We didn't know we weren't supposed to.
We didn't know we were supposed to. But you know, you think of how many things, because you're messing around,
yep.
you get this stuff out. Anyway, so Stanford has contributed that one, but what's interesting, just as they were doing their thing, within a week an announcement came from Virginia Tech, where a professor there, Dr. Zhang, Z-H-A-N-G, is taking plant material, biological material, and releasing the hydrogen that is in the xylose sugars. You know,
mm-hmm.
there are very complex sugars in plants, and xylose is very rich in energy, but it's really a tough thing. It's hard to crack apart.
Right.
And he has found out a way to do that, Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Just such that all of a sudden the cost of taking plant material and producing hydrogen from it is, I wouldn't say trivial yet, but is moving way down the line in terms of cost and efficiency.
Think about all the other ways that we've been trying to use plant material, sawgrass and corn, and everything is made. You know, we got these stupid government subsidies for ethanol, which is ridiculous, and everything. And so, as it turns out, it might have been right under our nose all along.
And your comment is so classic, because it is. We were doing it the hard way.
Yep.
But it comes back to discovery, Jim. This is what we have to do is honor these scientists who stayed with it. Yeah, because he started 7 years ago on this project.
Several people over the last 10 years have told me hydrogen's history, no more hydrogen. Yeah. And I've always believed that if we could figure this out, that this was the key. I mean, think about it. Also, basically, then there's this new one. Quickly, we only got a few seconds. This battery up situation that splits water into hydrogen. The battery operate if you the AAA battery thing. That's another one. So if the emission of a hydrogen cell is water, if you have the other thing on the back end, you can break the emissions into make it into hydrogen.
Well, and that's the Stanford project.
You're
exactly right. Yeah. So you have two different ways of doing that. Exactly
Hold on
right.
To that thought. Yeah. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.